It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to be joined tonight by Aston Merrigod. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Yes, very good, mate. How are you? Great to see you again.
Thank you much. You too. You too.
It's been a while now. I mean, 18 yes. months since the last JLS stuff. And you sort of had a bit of time to prepare for that. Obviously, the announcement was about, what, 2 years ago before
yes.
you guys said you were going to go your separate yeah. ways. So what was it like sort of immediately after that? Because, you know, you must have got so used to it for however many years you were doing it with JLS that just to be suddenly, oh, right, what do I do now? Must have been kind of weird.
Yeah, no, it was weird. It was weird. You just need that. I needed that time to just kind of, I say fire myself. It's quite deep. But I wanted to continue with music, but I didn't want to stay in that JLS frame of mind because I didn't want to just put out, like, you know, if I was going to do an album, I didn't want to put out just another JLS album. I wanted it to be me and come from me and be personal. And I took a lot of time in the studio just writing and just, you know, really trying to hone in on my craft with that. And yeah, you know, I got the end product with Get Stupid and the album that I'm releasing in October. So, I'm very, very happy with it.
It's kind of nice to see that because a lot of the times you see people rush stuff out immediately because yes. they're like, oh, the fans will forget about me. But you see nowadays the fans are still there. And
yeah.
it's obviously much more beneficial for you to take this time.
Oh, hugely beneficial, yeah. And obviously the fan base that I've had for however many years with the boys has just bled straight over to the solo career now, which is amazing. You know, they're still here, they're still dedicated, they're outside every radio station, they still come to my house, they're just knocking on the door, and I'm like, okay, the love is definitely still there, which is great to see. It's lovely.
And I read somewhere you wrote about 300 songs, you said something like that. It must be that sort of process,
yeah.
and genuinely to just decide, you know, what you want you to sound like, because you don't want to just make more JLS songs.
That's it, you know, it was a task, as I said. It's yeah, just really, really try to draw from influences that I've grown up with and, you know, just try and create something that was honest and it was me. And, you know, because everything's quite see-through now. And people can obviously see if you're doing music that isn't you, that they don't believe it because they know you don't believe it. So you have to do something that you believe in and you enjoy. So, yeah, this is what I'm doing now, which is great.
And I was chatting to Arishe a few weeks back as
yes.
well, and he said how it was so different being in the studio without the lads, because it's kind of nice to see a boy band, you know, go their separate ways but still stay so close together.
Yes.
But was it weird going into a studio and, like you say, working on the album and doing stuff just for you?
After a little while it did, because at the start of any JLS album, we wouldn't have all four of us got in the studio. It would have been maybe two and two, or one with another writer outside the camp, or just you and a producer, whatever it may have been. So that first couple of months, you're normally quite used to it. Do you know what I mean? You're always not all four together in a studio. But after a little while, it was a bit like, oh, they're not coming in to vocal anything or write anything. So yeah, that kind of hit home probably around the 6 month kind of mark, really, where you just kind of go, right, I need to vocal stuff and really get this finish, but it was just me, you know, so yeah, it was a bit weird.
But the benefit of it just being you is you can really take your influences and your idols to heart when you're making this album, and you can certainly hear it in this Get Stupid track.
Oh, good. That's what I definitely wanted to get across, you know, because it's, you know, I love the old school showman mentality, and everything based around an album and putting an album out was based on a show, and they wanted to make a show around the album and perform it for everyone. So that's basically what I've tried to do.
And you're going to be performing around here this summer at V Festival as well. How much are you looking forward to getting out there and getting back performing live?
Oh, I can't wait. I think I've just been bugging my whole team about, you know, getting into rehearsals and just being ready for the stage and knowing everything inside out, so I'm comfortable. But I'm excited. That's the thing I've probably missed the most. Yeah.
And is it nice to still sort of see the lads and support the lads outside of JLS almost,
yes.
in terms of just being you guys without all the pressure and without all the spotlight?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely to see that everyone's actually doing amazingly well as well, you know, not so much directly in the limelight as well. They're, you know, they're all doing stuff behind the scenes, which is amazing. And there's big things to come from all of them. So, I'm very proud of the path that they're all taking.
And I certainly think, you know, there is scope for a JLS reunion in the future because of this closeness between the guys. But obviously, it's just so good to see everyone enjoying the time away, because, you
yes.
know, you spent so much time as a part of this band throughout the X Factor and
yeah.
stuff like that. To just be able to do your own separate thing must be so nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The main part of my 20s, pretty much the whole of my 20s, was spent in a band. And, you know, now I get to be kind of free and and do the later years of the 20s in the as a solo artist. It's going to be cool. But then obviously, you know, there's always the boys are always there. They're going to be supportive. They're going to be at shows, and it's just nice to still have the closeness that we had, you know, from day one.
Is there any eye to a collaboration with anyone in the future? Because obviously, you know, we clearly work well as part of a group, so you must work well with someone else. Is there any pop stars that you'd hope to work with in the future?
Yeah, definitely. There's a few I have got my eye on, especially with the album coming to a close as well.
Mm.
I mean, it's going to be nice now that I'm back out there and, you know, songs are being released and people are hearing the sound that I'm bringing. So it's going to be good to be around the peers and, you know, really be able to speech it and see where their heads are at as well as mine, you know. So maybe a collab or two coming soon.
It's always one of those things of you hope something can happen, and half the time it only comes about is because you're out performing these things and you bump into people.
There you go. That's exactly it. It needs to be natural. It needs to be, you know, Both parties, or, you know, however many parties are involved in a song, need to and want to do it, you know. So yeah, that's the thing.
And I couldn't have you on without chatting briefly with you about X Factor and the vacant judging position.
Yes.
Who would you like to see step in there?
I mean, it's always good to have a seasoned pro in there, because whether it be someone from behind the scenes that public might not know and they might want to get to know, that could be a huge personality to, you know, people like myself, and whether they work in a label or management, whatever it may be, and that have seen and helped build careers of huge artists. Or again, you know, like we've had before on the show, you have them seasoned pros of artists that are, you know, the ones that have sold out the stadiums, the ones that have done the world tours, the ones that have done millions and millions of records and know what it's like to be on the stage and know, I suppose, exactly what it's like for that person that they're judging, you know, on the day. So I'm quite hopeful that it's going to be someone seasoned, let's say.
If you could have any judge fill that role, who would you pick then?
Oh dear. do you know, I think even still, I would switch it up and just go left, totally left, and get someone like Will Smith, who's done music and that's done film and done I think about everything, right? Everything from, you know, everything entertainment wise. And I'm sure in terms of the X Factor, because it is a singing competition, obviously, but it is about finding a star as well. And him being one of the biggest on the planet, I think that would be quite a little a twist.
That is a great show. Yeah, yeah. I'd certainly watch it if Will was on. I think Will Smith is one of the only people who could sit there with a 16-year-old girl crying on the stage going, please, this is my dream. And he'd go, no, and everyone would still go, yay, we love Will Smith. They just don't care.
So, I mean, that would be, I mean, not funny for the girl, obviously, but I think for the Will thing, yeah, maybe.
Now, this single is obviously called Get Stupid. It sounds fantastic, by the way.
Thank you so much.
And I couldn't have you on because I've spoken to you about this before when we were chatting when you were in JLS about crazy fans. And, you know, the song's called Get Stupid. Yeah. I see you're chatting with your fans literally every day on Twitter. I don't know how your phone survives, to be honest. It must presumably be permanently plugged in.
Yes, definitely.
But what is the craziest, you know, request you've had for a fan, or a craziest thing a fan has done for you? Because, like we say, they do get stupid for Aston.
They go out for that. Do you know what? They go above and beyond for me. I think it's, no matter if they're told no at any time, I don't think they know that word at all. They'll literally fight to the death, I think, at times for me, which is amazing. And I appreciate it so much. And, you know, the best thing I can do is just give them my time. And, you know, whether it's a picture that makes them so happy or whatever it may be, it's like that's the least I can do, you know, because they're helping me sustain a career that, you know, I'm enjoying, and it's a dream, and you know, it's all down to them, basically.
What's the most extreme request they've made of you then?
The most extreme request, you always, like, if you're flicking through Twitter and you just, you know, sometimes just on a random one, just going through it, and there's always some kind of let's say offering of some sort, and you're like, okay, I'm not sure, you know, would your family approve of you saying these kind of things over social media? And it's all obviously, I was going to say positive stuff, but it's all of a loving nature, let's say, from them. But some of the things, maybe just keep an eye on my Twitter from time to time, and you might see some Yeah, some funny things.
You're in your